Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Moments of Madness podcast. The show that brings you insightful and inspirational conversations with international guests who left their safe harbors behind in their pursuit of realizing something new and different. In each episode, we highlight real-life experiences of positive transformation as we explore the drivers behind their success. And now, here's your host, Tommy Sesci.
Hey you, I am happy to welcome you to another episode of the show. Today we're going to explore how you can turn destiny when you head out to transform your life. I am Tommy Sesci, and this is Moments of Madness.
Make sure to subscribe and follow our weekly episodes to develop the sensitivity needed to realize your own opportunities and the courage to take action. The Moments of Madness podcast.
On the very first episode, I underline how I believe that everything is possible. After talking to a Swedish listener, Auro, in Stockholm, and thank you so much for your honest feedback, I felt that I had to clarify. Naturally, it's the truth with modification when we say that everything is possible. Sometimes life changes in unexpected ways that make your dream change a bit. But what I mean is that if you set up a big goal for yourself, and it really should be so big that you feel it is almost impossible to reach, then you increase your chances of reaching your goals exponentially. Our mind is a powerful thing, and if you believe that you can climb to the top, you will surely reach much higher than if you never tried. It's perfectly fine to adjust your goals along the journey, as you will hear from today's guest, but never stop believing in your own abilities. Today's guest, Amar Akhtar, executive MBA student at the MIP Politecnico in Milano, founded a successful tourism business in Dubai. He's an excellent example on a person transforming his life against all odds. He grew up in a poor Pakistani family, worked his way out of Pakistan, founded a business, and now participates in the prestigious Master of Business Administration program at a famous Italian university. You will quickly realize that even though Amar has reached a long way, he is still climbing towards the top of what he wants to achieve in life. Amar, assalamu alaikum, and warm welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I'm really pleased to be here.
I know you just landed back in Dubai. Where have you been?
A multi-country tour, I would say. First, I went to Frankfurt. I had a few startup meetings there. And then from there, I went to Lisbon in the Web Summit, where we were exhibiting my startup. And then from there, we went to London for the World Travel Market, where we have a travel tech show. And it was a very interesting, actually, experience, meeting other companies who are doing, amazing things in the travel tech market or industry. So, I went to see my dad in Milano, and now I'm here, back to Dubai, back to the grind, as I say, back to the desk.
And what is it that you're doing there in Dubai?
In Dubai, we run this company. It's called the One Call Group, right? And it's a holding company that creates travel technology solutions, online booking systems of any kind. And mostly, we do a lot of stuff for car rentals. Companies like Thrifty, Dollar, Budget, they use our technology to make online booking systems. And through this whole experience, we have built a startup. It's called Final Rentals.
How many people are you in the company?
At the moment, we are 6 people here in the Dubai office. right? And then we have two people working also in the Milano office, where it is growing very, you know, very fast. It is showing a lot of promise, the whole European region.
And then I know at the same time as you're running a business in Dubai, you're actually doing an executive MBA as well in back in Milano, right?
Yes, that's correct. I'm doing I would say online executive MBA. It has face-to-face activities, and it's a mix of online and the face-to-face activities where I met, you know, some amazing people, really. And it's going on. Yes.
So what's the reason for doing that?
I'm working as a full-time entrepreneur. It's been almost, I would say, 12 years or so, right? And I left the classrooms 12 years back, and I was doing all right, you know, in my business, and everything is fine. But I just want to see the academic perspective also of what I'm doing is right. Maybe I can, you know, learn something new and apply those techniques that I learned in the MBA and become a better entrepreneur. Because I think education also, you know, has a very big role to play when it comes to, you know, running a big business. And I want to take my business global. And for that, I think MBA can help me build a global perspective, for example, in my mind, and also, you know, explore new opportunities and avenues, because MBA is also about networking. You meet a lot of people internationally. You get to travel. And it's important for an entrepreneur to explore things beyond the desk. You know? It's important.
So one of the reasons I thought that it would be interesting to have you on the show is that you grew up in an environment where nobody could expect that you would be doing what you're doing today. Yeah. Please tell us about your childhood.
I'm born and raised in Karachi. Okay, Karachi is the largest city of Pakistan, the economic capital, right? The heart of Pakistan, I would say. Mm. And I'm born and raised there. We are seven siblings. I'm the eldest, right? And being born in the 80s and then so 90s, I've seen very difficult times. When I say difficult, I mean, you know, we were living below poverty line, actually. My father was trying to do a lot of things, but unfortunately, you know, it wasn't really working. And you know, we were a big family. It's difficult to manage such things. So my childhood was very very reserved. I was a very reserved kid. I was just going to school and, you know, come back and I was just studying hard, actually. I had no idea about the computers and nothing. And I remember I used to go to my friend's place to play Sega, because they had the Sega, you know, the game console. And I loved it, actually. And it is very strange, because then went to college and started also doing part-time works, part-time jobs, and I was teaching English in a few institutions there in Karachi, and I was making some money while my father was struggling in Saudi, and then he went to Milano to find a living, which was taking a lot of time. So I was trying to support my family in that period.
How did you get started with something like teaching English in the school?
Right, basically. English is not a very common language, in Pakistan. Now it is, but I'm talking about 2001. English was something that was rare, if you know it, it's a good thing to have. So I learned English in my college. The first session used to be English, and I used to take that always. And I was very much interested in the language, and it came to me naturally as well. So when I picked it up, I thought maybe I can use it as a skill and I can make a living out of it, or, you know, make some money out of it. So we have small mushroom institutions in Karachi in the suburbs. They're still there, by the way. And where they hire, young teachers and they pay them on per hour basis, and we can, go and teach and make some money.
Now, I know that you caught interest in technology in an early age, but I also know that you were struggling to earn a living. How did you continue your journey?
In Karachi, we have this institution. It's called APTEC. Okay, APTEC is the largest institution in Pakistan. They teach IT education, computer programming and database and stuff. And they are the largest and they are the most prestigious in Pakistan. So I took admission there. I applied for scholarship. I got the scholarship. Okay, and I was studying there. And there they have this placement section where they place you in different companies as an intern, right? So from the career office, I got one interview call in Microsoft Pakistan. So I went for the interview, and my CV was a half page CV, which said that I only knew Java. And the person who was interviewing me, he said, this is the shortest CV I've seen. I said, don't worry about the CV because it's an internship, so I can learn and I'm a fast learner. So he said, okay, fine. We can test you for a couple of months. Then I joined the internship and there I learned more insightful computer programming. I was working on ASP3 that time, the classic ASP. And I came to know about the web server, the web servers, how they work and the more insight on, you know, on that front. And there we had a boss. He was University of Pennsylvania, the Wharton Business School. He was MBA from there. And I don't know what he saw in me or something. He actually, you know, became my mentor, I would say, right? And he said that you are born to do business. I said, but I want to be a programmer. He said, no, you have the skill. You can go and talk to people. You can do this. You can do that. And that time I was just, you know, you can say 19 years old, right? And I was going to meetings and I was meeting other executives from other companies. And I was working on technical selling. I was giving speeches that time. And somehow I felt that I have something inside me that was inside me. I never knew that it was there. And it was the entrepreneurship, actually.
So you had a moment of madness. What did you do?
In Microsoft, we had a program. It's called Empower Program, okay? Where you have to do some research and come up with something interesting, okay? So one project was to make a mobile game, okay? So I was in charge of that project. It's a research project, okay? So I worked with a few Java engineers, right? And we made a prototype of a game. A game like Cross the Road, you know, like a road crosser, like you have in Atari, that you have to cross the road, right? Vehicles are coming, but you have to be safe and cross the road. So we built that game, and when I saw that game being played on the screen, you know, that was my you know, Steve Jobs moment. I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. That's it. This is amazing. I can do something from there. I can actually take this really far. And then I decided, you know what, this is what I want to do, and I have to just start on my own. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make mobile games.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You are listening to the Moments of Madness podcast with Tommy Seshi. If you are listening through iTunes or Stitcher, please rate us or write a short review. Also, if you enjoy this episode, please share it. The Moments of Madness podcast.
So, you know, of course, my family was, you know, a bit shocked, I would say, and surprised because they thought I was working in one of the biggest companies in Pakistan and I was doing really well, and they thought that this is crazy. And I'm talking about 2004-05 when we were not aware of the word startup or starting a new company or being an entrepreneur because everybody was just trying to find a job. I'm talking about Pakistan. But I told them, no, you know, just try and believe in me if you can. I can do something really good. I was in a phase where I was so much driven by my own work that I was not seeking inspiration. I was seeking more like, you know, motivation, right? My boss, he was amazing. His name is Arif Ayub. I'm still in touch with him. He's now one of the biggest VCs in the USA, right? And he really supported me. And he said, okay, if you think that this is what you feel from inside, and okay, maybe you feel that, you know, this is what you want to do. Okay, go and just listen to your heart and mind and just go and do it. So I resigned from the company. And then I started a small company in my uncle's office, and we were making Java games, you know, based on Java, the MIDP games for Nokia 7210, Sony Ericsson phones. I'm talking about the before the era of the app stores. So we used to sell those games on Click Gamer, right? Click Gamer was an app store basically. So after like 6 months, I had like 8 full-time employees in that company, and it was doing really well.
Wow. So how come you ended up in Dubai?
After 2 years of running the company, my company was chosen to participate in GTEx. GTEx is a technology fair in Dubai, and that's how I came to Dubai. The energy of Dubai was sort of same as my energy. You know, it was buzzing. It was just, you know, about to explode, and I felt, you know, okay, this is the place I want to be. It was amazing, and I thought I can do something better here. And while I was in that fair, I met the owner of Budget Rent-A-Car in Dubai. You know, he's a very big, you know, very big guy. We had some discussion, and he said that he is looking for some, you know, young people who can help them transform their whole web ecosystem. And that's how I moved to Dubai.
You sound very fearless, Amar. Don't you ever get worried?
No, actually, honestly, it is not easy. When I quit my job, actually, there are many nights, you know, when I actually cried, and, you know, honestly, I cried. I'm like, I made a big mistake, you know, and I've been out of money, you know, on many occasions. But I don't know, somehow, you know, you get that one invoice paid, you get that one thing happen, and it sort of happened to me. It is very strange. But yes, I have had nightmares, and, you know, when I quit the job, and then also when I moved to Dubai, it was very, very difficult in the first. You know, in the first 2 years, I was literally, you know, surviving on a hot dog a day. But I knew that I'm born to do something really big, right? That is very clear in my head. When you have that very clear in your head that this is something that you are born to do something big, you don't really care about all these, you know, shortcomings, or, you know, or being jobless, moneyless, or say homeless. So this thing is very clear in my head that I think I'm born to do something really big. So whenever I was down, whenever I was almost you know, ready to, you know, just give up, this thing really came to my head and said, hey, what are you doing? I mean, are you crazy? Don't worry, you are going to do something really big. You're going to go places, don't worry. Thing is, when you see such, you know, such poverty that I have seen, right? Well, where, you know, I have been to, you know, I've lived in a village where, you know, in Pakistan, where you don't have power, you don't have, you know, a proper place to sleep, right? And then I have seen Karachi. Karachi is better than Dubai. Well, I've seen many phases of life, and I've seen such poverty that is even below the poverty line. You know, I would say below than I don't know how to explain that. Okay. But when you see so many things here, you know, in life, you feel, okay, you know, okay, so this is it, you know, this is it. So there is something inside that tells you, okay, you have seen the worst. I mean, you have seen the worst. Now what else can happen, honestly? Then a time will come when you will say, oh, you know what, I'm not scared anymore, man. I'm not scared to lose all the money I have. I'm not scared to fail, for example. If it doesn't work, no problem. I can probe the advice why it doesn't work. Don't worry, I'll find it. No, not a problem. But I'm not scared to... Honestly, I'm not scared to, you know, have no money in my pocket. Honestly, I'll be fine.
Where's your family in all of this? On the last episode, Anita Delsko talked about finding a balance between work and private life. How do you manage?
If you see my, you know, work life, let's say, for example, 3 years ago, it was crazy. I was on the desk maybe 18 hours, if not on the desk. I'm sort of connected on the device, and I sort of don't really feel the need to speak to the family, okay? But it's been 3-4 years, you know, something has changed inside me. I spend more time with my father, I spend more time with my mom, and I realize that, okay, this is something that is priceless. yeah, I can, you know, I can build a business, you know, that is worth $1 million. In the end, if I'm just alone, you know, it makes no sense. So now I have this rule. I spend a lot of time with family when I come back from work. That is something around 6 to 7 p.m. Then I don't touch my devices. I'm disconnected, right? And I'm, you know, talking to them and we are having a discussion. I will talk to my brothers what they are doing. So if I can offer them some advice or something, or we can talk about something that they, anything, you know. So yeah, I've been very, you know, family oriented. It's been 3-4 years now, and I'm very happy about it. And it really didn't hurt my work.
What an important lesson. You got other key learnings you want to share?
I've learned to do business that is B2B. I've worked with corporates, you know, one of the biggest companies in the world. And now I'm back to another adventure that is the startup arena, I would say. So I'm exploring it right now, and I'm really learning every day. One important key lesson is that I meet a lot of entrepreneurs, and they say, yeah, I'm doing a job, and I'm also doing this, and I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. Have focus, right? And have end-to-end focus, and always think about the customer. What are you giving the customer in the end? You know, I think, you know, simplicity is actually the ultimate form of perfection.
Thank you so much for sharing your story, Ammar. It was truly inspirational. Where is it possible to learn more about you and your business?
First of all, you know, I'm very pleased, you know, to be a part of this discussion. If people would like to check, you know, what we do is, you know, they can go online. Finalrentals.com. We have the same social media presence also on the same name on Instagram and also on Facebook and LinkedIn. And if you would like to, you know, get in touch with me, if you have any question, any suggestion, advice, I'm always available. You can find me on LinkedIn with Ammar Akhtar. I'm available, and I'm always ready to help, you know, other startups or aspiring entrepreneurs.
Perfect, Ammar. And to you who are listening and want more information about this episode, including how to reach Final Rental and Ammar, please go to www.podcastofmadness.com/3, where you'll find it all. Ammar, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So what did we learn from today's show? Naturally, this depends on who you are, what former experiences you have, and where in your life you are right now. Personally, I learned 3 things. 1. The importance of being fearless. Maybe you don't have to be as fearless as Ammar, but you need to be prepared to confront your fears when you head out to transform your life. 2. Never give up and keep focused on reaching your big goal. And remember, as I mentioned before, make the big goal really, really big so you have something to strive for many years to come. 3. Learn from every step you take and don't be afraid to adjust along the way. When you get passionate about something, it really takes all your attention. In Ammar's case, he almost lost contact with his family for a while, but luckily he found his way back. Okay, so what's next? I think we have learned a lot already from a few episodes, but until now, we have focused a lot on the entrepreneurial aspects of individual transformation, and naturally there are several other dimensions to explore. On the next episode, Christina Palten will be with us as we start to explore where fear comes from and how to attack them. Christina loves running, and she runs really far. But as that wasn't enough, she ran 184 miles alone through Iran. I'm super curious to learn more about her story and why the heck she did what she did. Don't forget to leave a review on iTunes to help us reach a larger audience. You can find information of how to do that on www.podcastofmadness.com/iTunes. Until next Monday, it was a real pleasure. And don't forget, you are essentially who you create yourself to be. And most that occurs in your life is the result of your own making.
That's this week's episode of the Moments of Madness podcast. We hope you had an inspirational journey and that you will be back for more. Don't miss a thing. Sign up for our newsletter at www.podcastofmadness.com, where you will also find out more about the show and how to reach us. Thank you for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.